It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Mo Stewart, with Jim Johnson and with Kev Walsh. Coming up, James Roach to talk about Bournemouth and Alfie from LS11 to talk about Leeds. You've heard of them. You've heard of other people as well. We will get to the 12:30 kickoff. Chelsea versus Fulham, though, is an unlikely Friday night. And Mo Stewart, I'm expecting if I say the Fulham bubble to burst, I think Fulham are sort of expecting it a tiny little bit as well. They've been outperforming some underlying numbers for a period of time now. It's no wins in three. But simultaneously, the one thing this team has shown it's really good at is taking advantage when it finds itself with an opportunity or on top in a game. That's what Marco Silva's lads have done brilliantly all season. So I think this one on Friday night, I'm expecting what will end up looking like a bit of a run-of-the-mill Chelsea win, and afterwards, I'll say afterwards, oh my God, Chelsea have done this, that, the other, since they made the investments. But Fulham, as I say, underneath the bonnet, they haven't been quite as good as the league place would suggest. But if anything, that makes me rate everyone involved even higher, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, and I mean, we have to remember what their aims were at the beginning of the season.
Absolutely.
They are massively still punching ahead, and I think Marco Silva is aware of that, and so he won't be panicking too much. But you're right. I think goal scoring wise, it very much has been, if Mitrovic isn't scoring, then we've got to hope that one of these other guys are having a good night. And you can't really rely on them to have a good night. You just have to hope. Whereas with Mitrovic, it's a little bit more guaranteed, only a little bit more, mind. And he hasn't been at his sharpest over the last few weeks, and so they've kind of dithered a little bit. But I think that they will be one of the people, because this weekend is weird, because for some teams it's the first time they've played each other this year, and for some teams they've played each other like a couple of weeks ago. And the game between Chelsea and Fulham a couple of weeks ago was great for Fulham, because it's the first time they've been Chelsea in a long time. So regardless of their overall form, they'll be going into this game thinking, nah, we can beat these. No matter how many players they keep signing, we can beat these. So I'm hoping, from their perspective, then that carries through.